This is another episode from Here's Your Stories. Hope you enjoy it. Today's story is called Lisa and the Ogre. Hello and welcome back to Here's Your Stories. Today I'm going to tell a story all about a little girl who's going out to pick oranges. When she sees, you'll see. But I'll just give you a hint. He's big and green, and his name is in the title. You guessed it, an ogre. So, let's get started with today's story, Lisa and the Ogre. Lisa was a very nice girl. She went every day to pick oranges from the forest. Well, it wasn't really a forest, but she went to pick wild oranges from the orange grove every morning and then sold them in the market. One day, she woke up super early. She was so excited because it was the beginning of orange season that she leapt out the door, wide awake before anyone in the town was. So she went through the meadow and through the forest until she got to the orange grove. But then she heard a stomp. "What?" she said.
"It is I," said the ogre.
"Who is I?" said Lisa.
"I said it is I. You should know who I am."
Who are you again?" she asked.
"It is I, the ogre,"
he said a little bit stumped.
"Everybody here knows that there's an ogre here."
"Oh, you're an ogre.
And you are in my orange grove."
"I'm sorry," she said, "but I need to get these oranges. See how ripe and juicy they are?"
He grunted.
He didn't know that there were oranges. He just wanted the grove for himself.
"I will give you 3 tests. If you can pass them, then I will let you have some oranges. All right?"
he said. "All right," she said. And the ogre stomped away.
"I will give you 15 minutes to get everything you think you need for tests."
Then he went away. "Oh," she said, "I don't know what to do." So she ran home to grab a few things she had. She grabbed a loaf of bread, a bandage, and a bone. She did not know why to bring the bone, but she thought, "If all else fails, I can bury it." Just like a dog, she thought. "Well, I have to go now." So she started to trudge off. As she walked, she heard a tiny voice, "Please, please don't walk any farther." Then she went on walking. She said, "Well, I need to see what Tessie has for me." She was so busy thinking about what she would do when the ogre was going to decide to eat her if she didn't do the tests. That she almost stepped on something.
"Please, please,"
said a little voice. "What is it?"
"It is I,"
said the ant. "I who?" said Lisa, giggling.
"The ant! You
Then she looked down. There was a tiny ant at her feet. "Oh," she said, "I'm so sorry."
"Well, it's okay. Most people don't see me anyway."
"I am so sorry. Here, let me give you some food. You must be tired from working so hard."
"Thank you,"
said the little ant.
"What will I ever do to repay you?"
"You don't need to do anything." The ant took a piece of paper out of her pocket.
"You don't think ants have pockets? Well, then, oh, so the narrator of this story should probably do something else. So I actually took this out of my house, okay?"
"Okay, sorry about that."
"Alright, so I'm going to be the narrator for this part. I'm taking a piece of paper out of my house, and I'm writing something on it."
"What are you writing?"
"Repay Lisa. Do whatever I can."
Okay. Alright, can I be the narrator now?"
"Okay."
Alright, so Lisa was very happy. "I am so happy. Thank you so much. I am so happy that you will remember this, but you don't need to. You don't need to do anything for me."
"Oh, well, I'll just see. Goodbye,"
said the ant as she went into her house.
"I'm a he."
"Oops, sorry." All right, so Lisa went on, trudging through the woods. She remembered that minutes ago she had been skipping through the woods, happily carrying a basket. And now she was trudging, awaiting the challenges. She was so sad that she barely heard, "Help! Help! Help me!" "What? Who said that?"
"It is I."
"I who?" she said.
"I, the great tortoise, who has sprained its leg."
"Oh, poor thing," she said, looking towards the river, and there it was, a giant tortoise limping on three legs. "Here, let me help you," she said. And then she took the bandage out of her pack. "Here," she said, "take this." And then she wrapped up his leg.
"Thank you," said the tortoise.
"Is it tortoise?" "No, I think it's tortoise." "Tortoise."
"My name is Harry."
"Okay, sorry, Harry." Okay, so the tortoise.
Harry.
So Harry went back to the river.
"Thank you so much," he said. "Now I will repay you whenever you need it."
"Oh, it's fine," said Lisa.
"No, it's not. You saved my leg. Did you know that there is a tortoise?"
"Not named Harry, of course. There's only one Harry in this story."
"Well, there is an aquarium with an only three-legged tortoise."
"Oh, man, that's sad," said Lisa.
"It sure is. So thank you so much."
Lisa scampered through the woods, a little bit gayer now. But she was running, because she was running out of time. She only had 5 more minutes. Then she heard a voice. "What is that?" she said.
"It is me," said the dog.
"Who is me?" she said.
"It is I, the dog. I am so hungry."
"Oh, here," she said, pulling a bone out.
"You should keep it. Bones are rare."
"It's okay," she said. "People don't eat bones." "Thank you," said the dog, as he chewed. "I will repay you for this," he said. "Thank you so much." "You don't have to thank me."
"But I will,"
he said. "I will." Well, I'd better be going, she said. Then she ran as fast as she could. She sprinted into the orange grove. She said, I made it in time.
Good.
Good, good, said the ogre.
Oh, she said, what are the quests?
I will tell you after the break.
Wait, what break? Said Lisa.
I said that, the narrator. Here, we will go back to your story after a quick break, okay?
Oh, I really wanted those oranges.
I'm also saving you because you might be eaten.
Oh, thank you, I guess.
All right, here is the commercial.
Are you stuck in your house?
Well, things are opening back up, but you still need a hobby, since a lot of your things are still closed. So, plant a garden.
Our garden is prosperous. We have vegetables galore.
So, want to have your own?
Then do it.
You can have potatoes for dinner, a salad for lunch, and of course, strawberries for breakfast.
And they're all homegrown.
All right, Lisa, you can come back now. The advertisement is over.
All right. So, we were just following Lisa through the woods and to the orange grove when she met a big, ugly ogre.
I'm not ugly.
Okay, well, she met a big ogre who might eat her for his breakfast.
That's better.
All right, so let's get back to the story.
Your first quest, he said, is to carry something that has 6 times your body weight. That means you have to carry a cot, unless you can find a better thing to do.
Oh, no, said Lisa. What am I to do?
We could help.
Just then, she saw a line of ants come towards her.
We can pick up something 5 times our size.
And they did. They carried the ogre's car all the way and put it in his garage.
Thanks, he said. Its brakes were stuck.
Do ogres ride cars? Said Lisa.
Of course they do. How do you think they get around?
All right, just what's the next quest? She said.
All right, said the ogre, thinking. The next quest you have to swim the length of the sea without
getting wet.
No, I can't do that, she said.
Just then, she saw a tortoise, Harry, walking towards her. He was walking pretty slowly, but he was a turtle, so there's nothing to blame.
I can help, he said.
Oh, thank you, she said. Will you help me swim across the sea without getting wet?
Of course, he said, hop onto my back.
And so they did.
Squirt!
And there they were. They were at the other side.
How am I supposed to give you your quest if you're all the way over there?
I can swim her back, said Harry.
Great, he said. So when they finally got to the water's edge on the other side, near the ogre, he said,
all right, your last challenge is...
He had planned this one out, so there was no confusion.
Your last challenge is underground, and you will have to find it.
But you cannot go underground to find it. You just have to sniff it.
Oh no, she thought. How am I going to do that? Just then, she heard a bark.
Arf!
Then she heard
a roar! It is I!
I know who I is, she said. Dog!
Actually, my name is Larry.
Oh, sorry, she said. All right, Larry, can you help me find that groundhog?
Yes, he said. And he sniff, sniff, sniff.
I found him, he said. Then he got the groundhog out of the ground. And then they trotted off together.
Can I have some dinner? He asked the ogre.
Yes, yes, yes. Just
wait in the house, okay?
Promise you won't eat me?
Yes. And then I won't eat your groundhog.
Okay.
Hey, let's have a sleepover,
the dog said to the groundhog.
Said the groundhog.
Lisa, sorry to pause the story, but, do you know what sound a groundhog makes?
Oh,
never mind. All right, let's just get back to the story. The giant, the ogre just stared at Lisa. Lisa just stared at the ogre.
All right, he said. I'm sorry. I should have let you have the oranges first. I didn't even know that they were there.
It's okay, she said. Come on. If you help me pick the oranges, I'll make some orange juice for you and your family. And then we can drink it at my house.
That sounds like so much fun, said the ogre.
There they went, hopping joyfully all the way to Lisa's house. Then they picked oranges and squeezed orange juice. And they became best friends. The ogre never made anybody else do silly tests unless they wanted to. He would quiz them on things. Like silliness and all other things like that. Also, he became an expert on telling jokes.
All right.
Why did the turkey cross the road?
To prove he wasn't a chicken.
Sometimes his jokes weren't funny. But if you want to hear funny jokes, go to, Bet You Don't Know These Jokes. All right, now it's time to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So, we hoped you enjoyed it. This has been another Here's Your Stories. Lisa and the Troll. Hope you enjoyed it.